Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 96. Staying mostly clear overnight tonight with a low around 72. Staying sunny throughout Tuesday with a high of 97 and clear with a low around 67 throughout Tuesday night. There will be a slight chance for some rain and thunderstorms throughout Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny and cooler with our high nearing 78 degrees. And more showers possible throughout Wednesday night. I'm forecaster Kara Foster. Currently it's 64 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News. A woman is behind bars in Shawnee County after she attempted to steal a truck with a trailer full of horses attached as the owner was unloading them. The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office says Brianna M. Nowak, 35, has been arrested and booked into jail for multiple counts of theft after an incident last Saturday night in the 8100 block of Southeast California Avenue. Nowak was booked into the Shawnee County Department of Corrections. She remains behind bars on a $10,000 bond. In Osage County, a federal grand jury has returned an indictment charging Todd James Lewis, 54, of Carbondale, on 7 counts of wire fraud, 1 count of aggravated identity theft, and 1 count of theft of government funds. That's according to the United States Attorney. The FBI and the U.S. Department of Labor are investigating the case, and Assistant U.S. Attorney Christine Kenney is prosecuting the case. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
Con artists have many tricks for stealing your money, like sweepstakes scams and identity theft scams. The AARP Fraud Watch Network helps you spot and avoid those scams. And our scam tracking map shows you the latest scams in your area so you can protect yourself and your family. Visit online at aarp.org/fraudwatchmap to see what's being reported near you. And if you spot suspicious activity, let us know about it so we can warn others. Visit online aarp.org/fraudwatchmap. Paid for by AARP.
In 2022, Mother Nature will, of course, bring unexpected challenges to U.S. farmers as she always does. One proven way for reducing your risk exposure is to start your growing season by planting professionally produced seed from authorized seed companies and seed retailers. The Seed Innovation and Protection Alliance is a 100-member industry group focused on communicating the many benefits of investing in U.S. seed innovation. SEPA seed companies invest 15% of their sales into plant breeding, trait development, genome editing, seed conditioning, packaging, and service. To anonymously report a seed infringement, call 1-844-SEED-TIP.
A missing New Mexico woman has been found dead and her husband has been arrested in Kansas in connection with the case. That's according to authorities. Valencia County, New Mexico sheriff's officials say 37-year-old Carla Aguilera of Tome was reported missing by family members on September 6th. Torrance County officials said a body was found Wednesday near the Mountaineer and Highway 60 area and an autopsy confirmed it was Aguilera. An arrest warrant was issued for 50-year-old Rosalio Aguilera Gamboa and authorities said he was arrested Saturday in Garden City. The Kansas Highway Patrol crash log indicates that around 4 p.m. on Saturday, emergency crews were called to the area of mile marker 188.8 on westbound I-70 in Shawnee County with reports of an injury crash. When officials arrived, they said a 2007 Honda Odyssey had been headed west on the interstate when the driver, Douglas D. Schaefer, 88, of Topeka, fell asleep at the wheel and hit a barrier wall. Schaefer declined treatment for his injuries. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News. In Dalton, Nebraska, a 35-minute evacuation delayed class for Layton High School students Friday morning. Layton High School principal Kevin Thomas said they evacuated all students and staff around 10:25 in the morning. Thomas said someone noticed the smell and the school evacuated as precaution. Thomas said Black Hills Energy technician came into the school to check out the smell. According to Thomas, the school's energy provider reported no natural gas leaks. Students and teachers were back in the classroom after about 35 minutes. The Nebraska State Patrol said that investigators arrested a Big Springs man in an investigation into a reported sexual assault of a child. The Nebraska State Patrol said the investigation began last week, and they received information about an employee of South Platte Public Schools in Big Springs who had inappropriate contact with a student. It was reported that on Thursday an arrest warrant was issued for 37-year-old Joel Foster of Big Springs as part of the investigation. I'm Trace Tall, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
The Bakers of Earth Grains breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last week approved purchase of two buildings in Marysville, located adjacent to and immediately east of the former Health Department building on Broadway. The $88,000 acquisition will allow a larger space for a new health department that would not include a basement and would replace the former structure damaged by the June tornado. The buildings will all be demolished. Commissioners adopted the budget as published following a public hearing with no comments heard. The levy will decrease 1.5 mils to 45.563, which is just over a mil above the revenue neutral rate. Marshall County will host the Northeast Kansas Officials Meeting Friday, September 23rd, with some 100 attendees from 17 Kansas counties expected. Agency on Aging is seeking additional volunteers for Meals on Wheels delivery locally, and are considering adding a fifth route due to increased demand. Several residents were present at last week's meeting with Nebahal County Commissioners, noting the four-mile stretch on J Road between 120th Road and Highway 9 has been heavily traveled lately due to Highway 187 being closed. Some reported speeding down this portion of road. Dusk makes it very hard to see. South Bridge on 187 should be opened back up by the end of September. The North Bridge will be opened back up a few weeks later. Commissioners will consider dust control meanwhile. A total $16,000 is available in matching funds for the 20 nonprofits participating in the Blue Rapids Circle of Giving Match Day through the Community Foundation. The annual Circle of Giving runs through Monday, September 19th for donations online, mailed, or dropped off Monday at Community Center in Blue Rapids. A live event for accepting contributions will be from 8 until 3 on Monday at the Community Center. Blue Rapids Community Foundation will provide a prorated match on gifts ranging from $25 to $2,000 per organization. People can mail or drop off donations or make those online through midnight September 19th. Online gifts can be made with a credit card at BlueRapidsMatchDay.com. Those donating to multiple funds are asked to use a donation form and make out one check payable to the foundation for the entire gift. Have those postmarked by September 19th. These can be mailed to 312 Alcove Drive at Blue Rapids or dropped off at the community center through 3 p.m. A donation form can be downloaded from BlueRapidsMatchDay.com or can be picked up Monday at the community center. A fatality accident was reported Tuesday evening west of Marysville on 7th Road, half mile south of Keystone. Jesse Kapp, age 43, of Marysville, was northbound, lost control on the bridge crossing Hop Creek. The vehicle exited the roadway near the northwest corner of the bridge and rolled, coming to rest on its top in the ditch approximately 50 feet from the bridge. Jesse Kapp of Marysville died at the scene as a result of the accident. Two juveniles were also in the vehicle at the time but suffered just minor injuries. Citing family reasons, Axtell School Principal Alana Seddon resigned effective Friday. USD 113 School Board last week accepted the resignation following executive session. She was a second-year administrator at Axtell.
Stephen E. Hurt, age 68, of Waterville, passed away Wednesday. A funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, burial in the Riverside Cemetery. Anders Feifley Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Stephen Hurt.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, chicken Alfredo, French bread, asparagus and cranberry sauce. Tomorrow, tater tot casserole, a muffin, Normandy blend, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Continuing to stay dry, sunny, and warmer throughout the next couple of days before a large cold front moves through on Wednesday. Temperatures still sitting well above average today. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Today, we can expect to see highs in the upper 90s and lower 100s. Staying clear and very mild overnight tonight with our lows in the lower 60s and mid 70s. Another warm day throughout the day on Tuesday, staying sunny with our highs still in the upper 90s and lower 100s. And clear Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 60s and lower 70s. A cold front will start to move through on Wednesday, bringing a slight chance for some showers and thunderstorms and much cooler temperatures, with our highs ranging in the lower 70s and mid 90s throughout the day on Wednesday. Some showers may continue throughout Wednesday night as well, staying cloudy and chilly with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 60s. And temperatures will stay much cooler as we head into Thursday with our highs in the mid 60s and lower 80s. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-September 80, record high on this date, hit the century mark. The average low 56 and the record low 32. Sunset this evening at 7:30, sunrise in the morning at 7:12. Couple of rounds of showers on Saturday. We showed 60 hundredths overnight into Saturday morning and another 75 hundredths Saturday evening. We had some Peter Marble-sized hail here at the studios in Marysville. Golf ball-sized hail reported to the east of Marysville. 64 degrees at sunrise this Monday, September 19th. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Everyone knows the best barbecue around comes from Bite Me Barbecue. But what if you want the best every day? Call ahead and order your burnt ends, brisket, and much more by the pound to have at your convenience.
Game changer.
Don't forget Bite Me Barbecue as your first choice to cater your party, function, or get-together. And follow them on Facebook to keep up with their daily lunch specials.
Judge chasing history and week two of the NFL. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The American League record for home runs in a season is 61, set by Roger Maris 61 years ago in 1961. Aaron Judge inched closer to that record Sunday in Milwaukee. In the third inning, he hit number 58, a solo shot to right. In the seventh, this 443-foot bomb.
Swung on, there it goes to deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Wow, what a home run to the back of the building.
John Sterling with the call on WFAN. Judge now just two homers away from tying Maris's record. Yankees win 12-8. NFL comeback time in Cleveland. The Jets down 30-17 with just under 2 minutes to play. Joe Flacco connecting 64 yards with Corey Davis to make it 30-24. New York would then recover the onside kick. Then
takes the shotgun snap and drops. Hooks up the seam. Fires. Caught. Touchdown. Garrett Wilson scores.
On ESPN New York, Greg Zuerlein nailed the PAT. Jets win 31-30. Cardinals at Raiders. Kyler Murray found the end zone with zeros on the clock, needing a two-point conversion to send it to overtime. He hit A.J. Green to knot things at 23. In the OT, Vegas ball and driving.
Carr waiting for the shotgun snap. He's got the ball. Quick throw left side. Renfro with a catch. And he breaks one tackle. Then the ball comes out. It's loose. And it's picked up by the Cardinals in midfield. It's picked up by Byron Murphy at the 40, at the 30, at the 20, at the 10. Full game!
On 98.7, Arizona Sports Station, 29-23 Cardinals the final. San Francisco starting QB Trey Lance went down with a broken ankle on the second drive of the game. He'll have season-ending surgery. Backup Jimmy Garoppolo led the Niners to a 27-7 drubbing of the Seahawks and will take over starting duties from here. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening following sports at around 5:20 as we visit with the area high school football coaches. Focus Mondays on Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesdays, Centralia and Axtell. Wednesdays, Lynn and Centralia. Thursdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Fridays, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner airs following evening sports at around 5:20 on KNDY. Listen for the Cape Reps pregame show Friday nights at 6, our Coach's Corner roundup at 6:30, ahead of our 6:45 pregame for high school football, live on KNDY.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Representatives from the Taiwan Flour Millers Association signed letters of intent with U.S. Wheat Associates and others to buy 1.9 million metric tons of U.S. wheat over the next 2 years. Officials from U.S. Wheat Associates say that's about 69.8 million bushels of American wheat worth $576 million. The signing took place at the Capitol Building in D.C. Taiwan, the sixth largest U.S. wheat export market and the seventh largest overseas market for U.S. ag products. Michael Peters is vice chair of U.S. Wheat, says American farmers place great value in the relationship between U.S. agriculture and Taiwan. Said we pride ourselves of being a dependable partner who grow the highest quality ag products in the world. The team from Taiwan also signed letters of intent with the U.S. Soybean Export Council and U.S. Grains Council to purchase soybeans and corn. The total estimated commitment of the three letters estimated $3.2 billion. U.S. soybean exports are off to a decent start as far as sales of the new marketing year, but the first USDA report in several weeks says the shrinking U.S. crop and questionable Chinese demand and South American competition all threats to future sales opportunities. Those factors are pressuring U.S. corn exports too, but the latest level of sales already uneventful ahead of the U.S. harvest. Technical issues prevented USDA from publishing weekly U.S. export data for almost a month. The data that was released last week included 4 weeks of sales that ended September 8th. The data drought spanned market years 22 and 23 that began on September 1st for corn and soybeans. Soybean sales beat expectations in those 4 weeks at 5.75 million tons. U.S. corn sales during those 4 weeks, 2.465 million tons. Total corn sales for the new marketing year, 12.3 million tons. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Washington County Public Works is hiring a shop foreman, diesel mechanic, and two truck drivers. Starting wage for the shop foreman, diesel mechanic, $18.90 per hour. Truck driver starting wage $16.13 per hour. Both positions could be higher with experience. Both must have a Class A commercial driver's license with air brake and tank endorsement. Employer paid life insurance with competitive health and dental insurance. Position open until filled. Contact Washington Public Works at 785-325-2318.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the national sorghum producers are set to lead off a $65 million climate smart project that incorporates its sorghum and other tools to quantify their climate impact. As the five-year project also serves as a trajectory for the sorghum industry's continuous environmental improvement throughout this decade and the next. John Duff, the National Sorghum Producer Sustainability Strategy Consultant, explains how the program works.
In essence, our project will revolve around a menu of practices that sorghum farmers will be able to pick from. They'll deploy those chosen practices in tandem with sorghum, and then they will be compensated to carry that out over a five-year period. Our practices are valued based on their value in low-carbon fuel markets. So assuming the grain grown was made into ethanol and then sold in a low-carbon fuel market, how that ethanol would be valued is how that practice is valued.
Funding for the project was provided by a grant from the Department of Agriculture through its new Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities. For farmers, he says they created a program that was very simple to use.
The first takeaway for the farmer is this is as simple as possible. The next big takeaway, of course, is that menu of practices. While there will be room under that for significant creativity for those farmers that want to get creative, we're not leaving those farmers out that are looking to make much simpler changes. Maybe it's crop rotation. Maybe it's residue. Maybe it's split applications of nitrogen or no-till or other reduced till practices. There's something in that for every farmer, and it will depend solely on that farmer's needs.
Finally, he goes on to say the target geography of the project includes portions of six different states and covers an average of 67% of the sorghum industry, or roughly 4.4 million acres annually. He says many of these practices include the program that are not new to the U.S. sorghum farmers. Riverwind RV is Wichita's most trusted RV dealership, located at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Family owned and operated, make sure to stop in and see why Riverwind RV is the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita, with certified technicians and more than 10 different banks and credit unions to choose financing from. Riverwind RV has many different styles and manufacturers to choose from, like Winnebago, Heartland, Keystone, Gulfstream, Forest River, and more. Riverwind RV takes care of their customers before, during, and after the sale, and is your home for all different types of RVs, fifth wheelers, toy haulers, and travel trailers.
You can also find the best in new, pre-owned, or build your own RVs.
Stop into Riverwind RV today at 1523 Ledgerwood Road at Kellogg and 159th Street, just west of Andover. Or call them at 316-364-3333 and visit them online at riverwindrv.com. Riverwind RV, Wichita's most trusted RV dealership.
Good morning, Dennis Henriks from Beatra 77 Livestock. Hey, it's a Monday. It's going to be a warm Monday, and we certainly have had a lot of cancellations here today moving into next week. But the better news is the cattle market is 226 to 232. That 232 was on Friday. In the carcass, cash was 142 to 143 last week. We will start at 10 o'clock, try to beat the heat here today. At 12 o'clock noon, we will get in the hay department. There is 72 bales, square bales of grass hay. In the big rounds, there's 11 round grass. There's 15 round alfalfa grass. There's round prairie, there's four, and there's round brome CRP. There's 14, and that will be at 12 o'clock noon. On the inside, we'll get cranked up right after the hay sale. Got a lot of small calves here today, guys. Got two groups of yearlings. Certainly have about six or seven of those small calves that we're going to pull off cows. And so they'll sell first right after the hay sale. We do have a nice group of 24 black steering heifers coming off the cow. They've got a spring vac. They're the 300 to 400 pounders, guys. Great, great looking calves. The Ideas Boys out of Adams. That's a nice set, along with 10 black steering heifers. They've got an August 19th wean, a September 7th vac. These black calves are going to be 250 pounds. They're from Garland, the Bromwich cattle. Friends in set of Plymouth got 18 black and red steering heifers. They do have a 30-day wean and vac. They're going to weigh 4 to 575. In the yearling department, 16 black steering heifers, yearling soft grass, they're going to weigh 750. They're the narrowed cattle out of Crete, along with 11 black steers, yearlings, 8 to 850. They're the Brockhoff cattle out of Avoca. And then we've got another 500-pound set of 10 black steering heifers, 30-day wean and vac. They are the Wortley cattle out of Burr. So next week, we've got a great sale of calves coming off the cows. A lot of them do have the vaccination and so forth, so that's going to be a good run. And if you have interest on getting consignments in on that sale, please give us a call, Tanya, Rick, or Denny at 223-3571. Gail Harden, Ryan Summerhalder, the other market support area of guys. So give us a call. Somebody will get out there and take a look at those cattle. We certainly appreciate your business. On a auction coming up Thursday night at 5 o'clock in Southwest Beatrice, Folks, we've got a great sale. Riding lawnmower, lawn tools, we've got a big dog, blackjack, zero-turn mower, 97.6 hours on that. 2003 Kawasaki Bayou 300 4x4, nice four-wheeler, looks new. We've got an H&H two-wheel utility trailer, tilt bed and all that, guys, really, really nice shape. And the woodworking tools, air compressors, a DeWalt miter saw, and on, really nice tools, collectibles. So come up and see us if you've got interest. I've got some shotguns, household goods, miscellaneous. That starts at 5 o'clock by the Southwest Water Tower in Beatrice, Nebraska. And you can certainly go online at beatrice77.net under the auctioneers and take a look. Have a great day. Keep in mind, you certainly can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneers page, or turn on the video at beatrice77.net.
Sunshine 64 degrees this hour. Warming into the mid-90s, unseasonably warm to start this mid-September week.
When it comes to garden vegetables, size does matter, but probably not in the way you think. Details next on the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Do you have photos on your phone or camera that you'd love to display, or pictures from vacations that would make beautiful artwork or gifts, but no time to print and frame them? With CanvasPrints.com, you can quickly and easily turn your photos into beautiful prints, perfect for every room of your home or office, and everyone on your gift list. At CanvasPrints.com, you get artist-quality custom canvas prints and gifts at an exceptional value, along with outstanding customer service, quick shipping, and a 100% money-back guarantee. And it's easy to create your perfect print. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Go to canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 to get 25% off your entire order of canvas prints, metal prints, wall displays, blankets, pillows, mugs, and much more. That's canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, September 19th, the 262nd day of the year. Late night host Jimmy Fallon shares a birthday with singer Trisha Yearwood. It's fun to read stories of giant pumpkins and world record vegetables, but it turns out that bigger is not always better. Experts say when the size and yield of vegetables increase, nutrient levels decline. Broccoli heads, for example, contain less calcium and magnesium as their size increases. And most crops have less nutrient density today than decades ago, even while yield is more than doubled. You would have had to eat 3 apples today, for instance, to get the same amount of iron from 1 apple grown in the 1940s. When it comes to quality produce, sometimes less is really more. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Kansas football is back on the map following a 48-30 victory over Houston in Houston on Saturday. Junior quarterback Jalen Daniels took home the Walter Camp National Offensive Player of the Week honors following a 5-touchdown performance against the Cougars. Daniels passed for 158 yards and 3 touchdowns while adding 123 yards rushing and 2 touchdowns on the ground. Daniels has registered a quarterback rating of 97.5 through 3 games of play, during which the Jayhawks have averaged 53 points per game, a mark that is third best in the nation. And this Saturday in Lawrence, it's KU versus 3-0 Duke. Kansas State football lost its first game of the season on Saturday, falling to Tulane 17-10 at Bill Snyder Family Stadium. K-State has now completed its non-conference slate and will open conference play against Oklahoma next Saturday in Norman. Kickoff in Norman is set for 7 o'clock. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-American Network Sports.
Friday night football, Marysville fell to Chapman 22-9. Wamego shut out Concordia 46-0. And Clay Center beat Abilene 58-14. In our Friday feature game, Osborne handled Hanover 54-8. Valley Heights fell to Troy 55-6. Frankfort shut out by Linden 50-0. Axtell beat Clifton Clyde in a battle of number ones 58-12. Washington County tripped Lynn 46-0. Centralia over Onega 48-6.
Falls City Sacred Heart over Diller Odell 46-6, and Southern fell to Johnson County Central 38-12.
Hanover Wildcats dropped to 0-3 on the season with a 54-8 loss to the Osborne Bulldogs on Friday night in Hanover. Osborne jumped down to a 14-0 lead after one quarter. They led 34-0 at halftime. Hanover got their lone touchdown of the night on a 28-yard touchdown pass from Rankin Stahlbomber to Cameron Duneman. Duneman caught the two-point pass with 1:40 remaining in the third quarter to cut Osborne's lead to 40-8, but the Bulldogs would lead 48-8 after three quarters, and with 9:36 remaining in the fourth quarter, they got their final score of the night on a 16-yard touchdown run by Hunter Howell, as again Osborne wins it 54-8, improving to 2-1 on the season. Hanover had 60 yards of total offense, 49 through the air, 11 on the ground. Rankin Stahlbomber went 4 of 12 for 39 yards and a touchdown pass again to Cameron Duneman, who had that one catch for 28 yards. Once again, Hanover dropping to 0-3, Osborne winning over Hanover in Hanover on Friday night, 54-8. Reporting for KNDY Sports, this is Dusty
Donis. Chapman Irish scored a homecoming victory, their first in three starts this season, defeating Marysville 22-9 on Friday. It was the Aiden Whitley show as the junior running back scampered well over 200 yards and all three touchdowns, scoring two of three conversions. Aiden Whitley on Chapman's first play from scrimmage with 4:42 to play in the first went 80 yards, adding the conversion for an early 8-0 lead. Scored again from 2 yards out with 3:26 to play in the half. They missed the conversion, led 14-0. Marysville's lone touchdown in the ball game was the 3-yard Rook Williams quarterback keeper with 1:05 left in the half. They missed the PAT, trailed 14-6 the intermission. Settled for a Jack Lauer field goal with 8:05 to play in the third and pulled within 5, 14-9. But Chapman would add an Aiden Whitley 15-yard score early in the fourth, 10:45 remains, and with the conversion, the final Chapman 22, Marysville 9. Bulldogs winless in three starts, back home hosting Concordia Friday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierkin.
KNDY.
Cell phone.